122. The President's Son. Jonathan was in high spirits. He should be. He was in fine feather and about to parade in front of a crowd known to be in favor of his father's presidency. All Jonathan had to do was look good and smile in exchange for a lifetime of fame and fortune. He had it made. It didn't matter that his father had gotten to be president in fits and starts. That would be forgotten in due time. All that mattered was that he was liked in general and accepted by most. Now was the time to make the most of the perks of being president while it was still in effect. Now was the time for parades. Jonathan was in good shape. The crowd cheered, almost more for him than for his father. In time, Jonathan could even run for president. America loved dynasties. They seemed to prefer them, in fact. It was almost like they were longing for a monarchy, a democratic monarchy. It was a strange nation, always in flux, always thinking they were the best. While they were the only superpower still in existence, they were fast fading as other nations massed together in flight from being ignored. If America were in good condition and not so full of its own concerns, it would be more influential. As it was just another Rome ready to fall. But this didn't matter to Jonathan. He was just happy to be in a parade, happy to be the center of attention.